Many states have now lifted their regulations with regards to coronavirus restrictions. Some of us might have already planned a small gathering with friends or families, and people are slowly beginning to leave their houses. However, many of us may not own private cars or be able to bike to work. So what if your only option is public transport? So my husband gives me a lift here in the mornings, but then I have to catch the public transport home. So I'm quite interested to see what our next guest has to say. We all want to know how we can safely socialise and commute. Joining us now is Hassan Valley, who's an associate professor in epidemiology and an epidemiologist himself at La Trobe University. Hello, Hassan, how are you?
Hi, really.
Now, what does a lifting of restrictions mean in practical terms for those in New South Wales regarding the way we travel and interact socially?
Look, I think what it does is it shifts a lot of the responsibility onto us as individuals now. So we've been given more freedoms, but those freedoms are being given to us on the assumption that we take a lot more personal responsibility for being safe. So, you know, what it means in practical terms is that we've got to still remain vigilant in terms of keeping our physical distance from people wherever possible, as well as washing our hands. And we have to do that regardless of whatever it is that we're doing now that we weren't able to do before.
So if we're jumping on public transport, like I will after the show, should we be wearing masks and gloves?
Look, I think, in all of the states are a little bit different. And so my understanding in New South Wales, things are very prescriptive where there are very strict limits on how many people are allowed on, each of your public transport services. So I think in those instances, I guess the government has created conditions where it's going to be very easy for you to maintain your physical distance from people. And so if you do that and you wash your hands regularly, they're the most important things. They're the things that are going to go most of the way to keeping you safe. And then, you know, there are other questions about whether you want to go over and above that and wear a mask, for example.
Yeah. You're obviously tapping into a network of epidemiologists around the world. I mean, scientists are all sharing information. What's one of the most interesting discoveries in the epidemiology world that you have heard around the coronavirus with your kind of international networks?
Wow, that's a really difficult question. I mean, to put it in context, there's so much information flying around right now and has been for the last few months. And I hate to overuse this word unprecedented, but it really,
I know. It really is. Don't worry.
I know. There's no better word, unfortunately. But everyone... the amount of sharing of scientific information and the amount of papers and preprints that have been released in a few months has never happened before. So I don't know. I'd say that's a difficult question to answer. What I would say is just that in itself and the way scientists have communicated and worked together, which they don't always do, that's probably been the most interesting observation from me.
Yeah, because it's quite competitive, your field, isn't it?
It's very competitive, and scientists are just like people, so they have their own personal ambitions. And
You're not a person, are you?
I know. Well, look, it's funny because people do seem to, we have the good and the bad of every other profession. And so, the goal of science is to be as objective as possible, but it's a very competitive area and only going to get more competitive. As I'm sure you've probably heard, universities are going to go through a pretty tough time.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah.
It's difficult. And I think the whole world has shown that when there's a crisis, people do stick together and they sort of come together in a way that they might not usually. And I guess that's really great to see.
Yeah. So I kind of gather from what you're saying that, you know, if we're getting on public transport or if we're heading out to restaurants and bars, A, we still need to be keeping that physical distance if we can, and B, just keep washing your hands.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess I think one of the things that's going to be difficult for some people in this sort of place of having more freedoms is just getting really confused about what they should be doing in different situations.
Yes.
Whether it's,
yes.
Yeah. And I think if you just keep those principles clear in your head and just visualize everything that we're doing is trying to stop this virus jumping from one person to another person. And so if you think about that's what we're trying to do, you can usually sort of use common sense to work out what you should and shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. And with regards to, the vaccine, like we all need a hug, right? We all need to start hugging again, but can we not hug until we have a vaccine? Or what are the thoughts around that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think at the moment we're really just making our first tentative steps out of, you know, really severe restrictions. So I wouldn't be sort of hugging.
You're not advising
freely.
Hugs.
not just at the moment, because I think we all are missing that, and it's I think we've got to be, you know, we don't want that to be the part of the new normal where we don't hug and physically interact, because that's so important to being healthy. I think what one of the great revealers of this crisis is going to be how important social connectedness and physical connectedness is to our health. And but I think just right now, I would be just being a bit more cautious, hoping that in a month or so, we still have low case numbers and we can be a little bit more relaxed. But just probably hold off on hugging too many people at this stage.
Oh, Hassan, look, we really appreciate your time and your input in this. And I think you kind of nailed it before when you said, I think people will get confused as our kind of things open up again. But, you made a great point of just a picture that we're trying to stop something jumping from one person to the next. And so that's a really good thing to keep in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I just enjoy your freedoms and don't be too anxious, but still be a little bit careful, and we'll be able to do a few more normal things over the next few months.
Yeah. Well, Hassan, look, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. And good luck with sorting out the onslaught of information that you guys are having to deal with at the moment.
Thank you. Lovely talking to you.
Bye.